Heading out for the night, Mr. Wayne?
There's no one here at this floor, just the two of us. Not every Wayne Enterprises employee is staying in after 5, you know. I wanted to be here until you're done, just in case you'd need me. Actually, there's something I wanted to talk to you about. In your office, if it's possible. Be ready for Mommy. She's going to need you to be big and strong. Well, it's about the Honduras project. Well, I've read through the documents you've asked me to summarize, and I'm just a little bit worried about its consequences for the environment. I'm just a little touchy about this sort of thing. Well, of course you're adhering to local regulations, but is it enough, really? Regulations written by bribed, smug, rotten politicians that would do anything to stay in power? Who couldn't care less about the Earth? About Mother Nature? Out of line. No, Mr. Wayne. You're out of line. It's time you learned your lesson. You and every spoiled, condescending, carefree CEO in this city need to learn to respect Gaia. You need to feel the pain she's feeling, the agony. That's right, baby. Hold him tight. I don't care if you crack a rib or two. And who better to start with? Who better to educate, to make an example of, than the famous rich boy, Bruce Wayne? The man whose family has been pulling all the strings in this city for generations. The family which industrialized Gotham with its filthy, filthy coal. There's no one coming to save you. The guys in charge of the cameras? Let's just say they ate their veggies at lunch, and now they're probably twitching on the floor, foaming at the mouth. Hell, I don't even think the Batman's coming to save you. Who am I? Well, you know me as Pamela Isley. People knew me by this name until not too long. People who called me by this name mocked me, deceived me, used me. But then, a happy accident happened to me, of the transformative kind. The kind that gives one powers one didn't think a human being can grasp. I can make the plant currently applying pressure to your torso and limbs do anything. It can snap you like a twig. It can take down the entire Wayne Tower if I tell it to. That's why I call myself Ivy. There's this other thing I'm capable of. You can probably feel it too. Smell it. The sweet scent in the air. That's not some perfume. That's just how I am. You're probably feeling a little dizzy right now. It's working its way through every cell in your body. Pheromones. And it's definitely making things harder for you. Now all I want from you is a little kiss. Don't fight it. Just let it take control. It will all feel so good. You just need to let Ivy make you feel good. Shh, shh. There we go. Much better, are we? You're going to do everything I ask you to. You can't deny me. You can't lie to me. You're mine, Bruce Wayne. Body and soul. Now, I'm going to need a few things from you. If you'll comply, you'll live and get a nice treat from me. Good boy. Oh, look at that. Chiseled muscles, swollen biceps. That three-piece suit is doing wonders to hide all. Wait, why the scars? The bruises. Fights? What are you picking up fights with drunken assholes in bars? No, you're lying to me, Bruce. I don't like it when my thralls are lying to me. You're the bat? It can't be true. A cave underneath Wayne Manor? You're seriously calling it the Bat Cave. Oh, that's precious. That's just delightful. Who knows about this? Just you and your butler. No one on GCPD? That spotlight on top of MCU is lighting up the sky as we speak. Some poor, poor mammal is suffering. But you can't come for help. Oh, how tragic. I can't believe I didn't do the math. Rich boy, trauma, vigilantism, it all makes perfect sense. It's all so exciting. We're going to celebrate this wonderful surprise and cement my control over you. There's no escape from this. Not for you. Not for the Batman. Oh, you're already so hard for me. You're such a good boy, Bruce. I've handled bigger, but I've never fucked the Batman. Do you like what you see? Of course you do. No man or woman can resist me. And these green brawn panties really do complement my eyes. Let's just tease you a little bit. Oh, you're going wild. Oh, that's perfect. First, you're going to fulfill my instructions on running the company. No more filthy polluting. Choking plants. Stomping and crushing Mother Nature. Every last cent of your salary is going directly to me. If I want more of your money, I'll have it. Do you understand? I said, do you understand? Good boy. About your duties as the Batman. You're now working for me. Serving me and doing exactly as I say. Your days fighting crime are over. So if I want you to take a board meeting hostage, you'll do it. If I want you to kill all of them, you'll do it. If I want you to steal a rare flower from the Gotham Botanical Gardens, you'll bring it to me and kiss my feet after. Simple enough, right? And if you think you have 1 ounce of resistance in your body, one brain cell capable of defiance, you're sorely mistaken. If you refuse these terms, and not only am I not going to let you come, Brucie, I'm going to tell the world the truth about you. The innocent Secretary Temp who found a shocking truth about Gotham's crown jewel that's going to destroy your life, send you to jail, and stain the legacy the Waynes hold so dearly. Just say, yes, Ivy, I'm yours. And I'll let you have the most mind-shattering orgasm of your life. Oh, goodness. That's my good little bat. Now, clean yourself up. Try and look presentable, normal, not more stupid than you usually are. You have a big day coming up. Also, on your agenda tomorrow, you don't happen to be involved with that cat burglar, are you? Can you arrange us a little girls' night together? I'll think I want to have a little chit-chat with her and help her dispose of that pesky latex. She'll look so much better in green. It also wouldn't help to have a little heart-to-heart with the new Commissioner Gordon, isn't it? Good night, Mr. Wayne. I'll be seeing you tomorrow.